This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is issuing a warning to Iran amid what he says are indications Tehran or its proxies might be planning more strikes on American interests in the Middle East. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Esper says the U.S. will do what is needed to protect American personnel and partners.
If we get word of attacks or some type of indication, we will take preemptive action as well.
The Pentagon chief says the game has changed, citing a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups. He'd earlier announced about 750 82nd Airborne Division troops will go to the Middle East, with more to come over the next several days. Beyond that,
we'll take it day by day.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a bill that allows troop deployment in Libya. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it's a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but it is not likely to see boots on the ground immediately.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. And former Obama administration housing secretary Julian Castro on Thursday ended his run for president. The former San Antonio mayor and the only Latino in the race said that he had determined it simply isn't our time. This